Wow, what a rock! Have you ever said that before? You maybe have if you've been on a hike by a lake and you find a beautiful, unique stone. And now your biggest decision is, am I going to skip this across the lake or am I going to put it in my pocket and take it home for keeps? Wow, what a rock! You maybe have seen that if you're driving through a canyon or hiking through a canyon and you're staring up at the cliffs majestically jutting into the sky. Wow, what a rock! This one's especially for the ladies. You maybe have said that when a friend of yours or a coworker of yours gets engaged and you want to see the ring. We all can say, wow, what a rock, when we think about the Lord, our rock. Psalm 19 calls him our rock and our redeemer, and that is a great thing to gaze on, think about, and rejoice in. Listen to this verse, Psalm 19, verse 14. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. The Lord is our rock in that he's unmovable. Things in this world are always moving, always changing, up and down, sideways, sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse. The Lord is unmovable. He doesn't change, like shifting shadows change throughout the day. The Lord is unshakable. He never melts down. He never loses his cool. He never is anxiously wondering what's coming next. He is unshakable. He's also holy, perfect, hates sin with a passion, loves sinlessness with that same passion, never makes a mistake, perfect in his justice. And the Lord is a rock in that he's independent. He doesn't need anybody's help. He doesn't make decisions because he got his strings pulled in a certain way or because some conditions are attached that he must meet. No, he's independent. All of this is wonderful to know that the Lord is unshakable, unmovable, holy, and independent when you know that he is the rock who loves us deeply. And he loves us not because we've been good enough or because we've tried hard enough, but simply because he's the rock who wants to. The Lord cannot turn off his love. And he announces to us this foundation on which we can build our faith. Your sins are forgiven today and for all eternity. So what wells up in our hearts, what spills away from our lips, can be pleasing things to him. We look at our past and we say, the Lord was with me there, guiding me to learn more about him as my rock. We stand and look at the future and think, the Lord will be with me there, as he has been in the past, as my rock. When everything else is changing, he never will. And as we must deal with the present, the Lord is my rock there too. I can stand on him. I can trust him. He has declared my sin not guilty because of Christ. He's the only one who offers such a gift. Wow, what a rock. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Wow. Stay on that rock.